And now dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Rentz, R-E-N-T-Z, April 1953. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Rentz, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. She has metastatic endometrial carcinoma, which appears to be on remission, last visit in March. She is on a combination of tamoxifen and progesterone, all through University of Michigan, complaining of feeling fatigue, no hospital admission, denies vomiting, diarrhea, denies bleeding in the stools. If anything, she's more constipated. She has chronic scoliosis. No urine cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Blood pressure medicine include Norvasc, which is the only agent, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 128 over 60 right side the large calf. Weight down from 197 to 185, no gross respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no RALS, no consolidation, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.3, which has been baseline between 1.3 and 1.5, although it recently was as good as 1.1. Present GFR 41 stage 3, electrolytes normal, mal metabolic acidosis 22, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mal anemia 12.7. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, CKD is stage 3, for the most part is stable over time, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Next number, history of metastatic endometrial cancer, hormonal treatment, University of Michigan. Next number, blood pressure, appears to be well controlled. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph, otherwise, nutrition, acid-base, electrolytes, calcium, phosphorus, stable, does not require any specific treatment. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.